up for the Warriors.
Welcome back to the program. Well, in a few short weeks, many of us will be hitting the gym determined to lose those holiday pounds. But a word to the wise for all you weekend warriors. With more, we welcome Dr. Richard Grimsley, a fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon with Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute in Riverside. He specializes in joint replacement surgery. Dr. Grimsley, good morning.
Thank you very much, Melissa. I appreciate the opportunity to come on your show and hopefully add a little bit of insight into joint problems.
Sure. Your upcoming talk at the Town Center on January 5th is called In the Gym, Resistance Training for Running and Joint Health. Now, we always hear about the benefits of exercise, especially in terms of weight loss, but can you share the connection between exercise and joint health?
Well, I think in general health overall, we're supposed to be moving. I think that getting pressure and stress on the joints will be is very helpful for the nutrition of the cartilage and just general feeling good overall.
Is it just moving your body enough, or do you recommend weight-bearing exercises, particularly for older patients?
I think resistance training is helpful for people throughout their life, but I think especially as patients age, the resistance training it probably gives you a better exercise for the amount of time that you put in to your training or to your fitness activities. I think that you get the benefits of both providing some nutrition for the joint as well as the surrounding bone and muscle all at once.
When you tell patients to hit the gym and do cardio and weight training, are you telling them to avoid any particular equipment or any particular exercises, in particular for patients who have are having trouble with their joints?
I do think that a couple problem areas that we have are the shoulders and the knees, and some exercises for the knees, the leg extension exercises I think patients struggle with. I also think in the shoulders.
Should they just not do those?
I think if they're having problems with their knees, they probably should not. And they should switch to something a little more gentle, like a leg press exercise. Or if that's even a struggle, start to do exercises like the stationary bike, maybe even consider even less stressful activities like yoga or Pilates.
So say you're already suffering from arthritis and you're in a lot of pain. What advice do you have for people out there that might be considering surgery? Exercise and milder therapies just haven't been enough.
Still, if you've got a real problem area, you know, if a joint is significantly arthritic, there's going to be real limitations in activities, and probably spending time at the gym is not going to be conducive to your life because you're going to hurt too much later that you can't even walk to the store. So we'll eliminate those sort of people in the equation and just really look at those that maybe just need to modify their exercise a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to work out and to stress different joints and different exercises. And sometimes you need to modify to try some different activities.
And say you have had a knee or a hip replacement. My stepmother, for example, just had a total shoulder replacement.
Oh, wow.
Really serious surgery. There is hope after having these surgeries, right? You can still be active.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's the whole goal of arthroplasty surgeons in general. I mean, we want to see our patients back golfing. We want to see them back taking care of their house, doing activities that they love to do. And I think that patients after a shoulder replacement should be able to do most of their previous activities.
Great advice for weekend warriors. Thanks for being with us. He's Dr. Richard Grimsley, a fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon with the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Thank you.
All right, thank you.